Ngicela ke siphinde sithandaze futhi.
Shall we pray once again?
Sesihlangene baba sisendlini yakho.
Our Father, we are together in your house.
Uma wena Nkosi ungekanye nathi, uhlangana kwethu konke kuyilize.
And yet if you are not with us, our being together is in vain.
Yiba nomusa kithi Nkosi kulesi sikhathi.
Be merciful to us at this time.
Yiba nomusa kimina Nkosi uqobo lwami.
Be gracious to me personally, O Lord.
Lesi sikhathi Nkosi kwangathi ngaba isikhathi esingasondeza kuwe.
And may this time be a time that will bring us closer to you.
Sihlangene Nkosi ngendaba enkulu esezwini lakho.
We have gathered together concerning this very important and great matter which we find in your word.
Sipha amehlo ukubona Nkosi.
But we ask that you might grant us eyes to see.
Sipha indlebe yokuzwa.
Ears to hear.
Ngoba lokho kuyosidala ukuthi masiphuma la siphume sibona.
Then we'll be able to leave this place having seen and having heard. We trust in you, O Lord Jesus. We ask this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngicela sivule izwi lenkosi incwadi yokuqala kaPetro.
Shall we open God's word to 1 Peter?
Isahluko sesibili.
The second chapter. We'll read a couple of verses from this chapter. We'll start reading from verse 4.
Sondelani kuyo. Itshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him.
Nakhiwe njengamantshe aphilileyo nibe yindlu yokomoya ubupriesti obungcwele. Ninikele imihlatshelo yokomoya eyamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu ngaye uJesu Kristu.
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Ngokuba kukhona embhalweni ukuthi bekani ngibeka isiyoni itshe legumbi elikhethekile. Ligugu okholwa yilo akasoze ajabiswa.
For in scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
Ngakho kinini nikholwayo ligugu kepha kwabangakholwayo itshe abalinqabayo bakhe yilone laba inhloko yegumbi.
Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
Kepha nina niluhlanga olukhethiweyo, ubupriesti obobukhosi, isizwe esingcwele, abantu abazuziweyo ukuze nishumayele ubukhosi balowo owanibiza niphume ebumnyameni.
Verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Bathandekayo, ngininxenga njengabafokazi nezihambi ukuba nidede ezinkanukweni zenyama ezilwa nomphefumulo.
Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul.
Nibe nenkambo enhle phakathi kwabezizwe ukuze kuthi lapho benihleba ngokungathi ningabenzi bokubi ngokubona emsebenzini emihle badumise uNkulunkulu ngosuku lokhanjelwa.
Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. In this passage that we've read,
sibona inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
We see God's heart.
Sibona ukukhuluma kaNkulunkulu nakufisayo ngabantu ababizwa ngegama lakhe.
We hear what God says and his desire concerning those who are called by his name.
Abantu abaphendukayo bephendukele eNkosini indlela okumele ukuthi bayihambe sebekholwa.
Those who have turned to God, the way that they ought to live once they've come to God.
Ngicabanga ukuthi sonke njengoba selapha sihluphile sezenkonzweni sinesifiso sokuyihamba indlela kaNkulunkulu.
And I'm sure all of us who have come to this service are people that desire to go God's way.
Ungadabukisa ukuthi mhlambe khona abanye abakhona la beze ngoba bedudulwa. Mhlambe beza ngoba nakho belapha emishini ayikho enye indlela kumele beze enkonzweni kodwa bakhona la okungenzeka ukuthi inhliziyo yabo ayikho lapha.
It would be very sad if there are some here amongst us who are only in the service because they feel compelled. Others are pushing them to be here. Maybe because they find themselves at the mission, they find it's compulsory for them to be here, but they don't want to be here.
Uma kukhona njalo akwangathi nga uNkulunkulu ngamsiza amehla akabona abone ngenye indlela alibone naye uthando olungaka uNkulunkulu asithande ngalo.
If there's anybody like that in our midst, may God be gracious to that person that their eyes might be opened, that they might see how God loves them.
Kulesi sahluko kulencwadi yokuqala esahluko sesibili kaPetro kuthiwa ngakho lahlana okubi konke ububi bonke nobuqili bonke nokuzenzisa nomhawu nokuhleba konke.
In verse 1 of chapter 2 it says that we need to rid ourselves, we need to cast aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Having become children of God,
and once
we've got rid of that old life, there's still something else that God expects from us.
So bal ukuthi indlela yokukholwa ngeke sihambe kahle kube mnandi uma sihamba nalezi zinto nalezi zono ukuhleba lokho kade kukhulunywa ngakho umalume evula inkonzo lapha ekuqaleni.
It's obvious that we won't be able to walk the walk of faith and live for God if all these sins are still there in our lives, the slander and gossip of which we heard at the beginning of the service as
well.
We need to cast aside slander and hypocrisy, envy, all those things. If we are children of God, that ought not to be in our lives. And then, having done that, we'll only have one craving. We'll have that craving to drink of the pure milk of the Word of God. Like newborn babies. And that ought to be so in our lives, that as we are here, there's one thing that we desire, and that is to hear God's word and to drink in God's word.
Lalelake, njengoba sesingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uthi uNkulunkulu masondele, usifaka ke manje endleleni, usifaka manje sisekelweni okuyisona sona, asisondeleke manje kuleli tshe okuyintshele egumbi abaningi abanqabayo abangalithandiyo.
And then God now calls us. He says that we need to come to him. We need to come closer to this stone, this capstone, this cornerstone that many others have rejected. There are many foundations in this world. And there are many things that are like a foundation. But God wants us to build upon the true foundation, this living foundation, who's called Jesus Christ. We need to come to the living stone, and that we too are, as living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house upon him, this cornerstone that is rejected by many but precious to God. We need to build our faith upon him. For if we do that, we will take after him. We will be like him. We will live like he does.
Nakho ke uyasibiza, sondelani. Nawe nosayibona ungaphandle uyamenywa, sondela. Yakha, yakhela phezu kwalesi sisekelo esinguJesu, ukuze indlu yakho kanye noJesu iqhubeke phambili.
And so we are called to draw nigh to him. You too that find yourself outside, come to this living stone, to this cornerstone, this capstone to be built upon him.
Lithizwe lenkosi okholwa yilo lelitshe nakanjani akasoze ajabhiswa.
And the Bible says whoever believes in him will never be disappointed.
Okholwa lelitshe elikhethekileyo legumbi noma kanjani akasoze ajabha.
The one who trusts in him, this living stone, this cornerstone, will never be put to shame.
Ngakho ke bekumele sondele ngentokozo ukuzomkhonza uNkulunkulu ngoba sihlangene naye khona lapho khona ukuphila.
So we need to draw nigh to him in joy, because there where he is, there is life.
Mhlawumbe wena uhluphekile uyamangala ukuthi ngani impilo yami yokomoya ngingaboni impilo ikhona kuyona na.
Maybe you wonder, why is it that I don't see any spiritual life, any true life in my spiritual life? It is true that you find Christians that always are in church. Every Sunday you find them there. But look at their lives. There is no true life.
Ungabona impela ingaphandle umuntu uyabonakala ube ngathi ulangazelele kodwa sondele eduzane hluphekile lo muntu kukhona ngenakho umbuzo omkhulu wakhele kuphi na sekelo sakhe sokukholwa sikuleli intshe kuleli idwala na.
If you look from far, everything seems in order, but draw a little bit closer and you find that things are not as they seem. What is the problem? What is it that person lacks in their life? If you look at that person, you see that they are being put to shame and they are
ashamed.
Young people that ought to rejoice in the Lord, that ought to be full of joy, come closer to them. You find they have been put to shame. They are disappointed. On whom do you build your faith? We are invited here. Draw closer to the Lord. This living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. That you also, like living stones, might be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
Sondela ke enkosini kuzuthole ukuphila esifumana enkosini uJesu.
Come to the Lord that you might receive this life which we find in the Lord Jesus.
Sesiyalapha kuleli verse lesishiyagalolunye.
Now we come to verse 9.
Kepha nina niluhlanga olukhethiweyo.
It says, but you are a chosen people.
Ubupriesti bobukhosi.
A royal priesthood.
Isizwe esingcwele.
A holy nation.
Abantu abazuzwe ukuze nishumayele ubukhosi balowo owanibiza niphume ebumnyameni ningene ekukhanyeni kwakhe okumangalisayo.
A people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Now what came to my heart is the following. It's terrible to find yourself in Christianity, but you don't really understand who you are.
Kunzima kabi ukuthi umuntu athi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu ungumzalwane ungumlandeli kaJesu kodwa nokho akubonakala ukuthi umlandeli kaJesu ngoba impilo yakhe ayisho lokho.
It's terrible that you call yourself a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and yet your life doesn't show that.
Uma besingaqonda sibone ukuthi thina singobani.
If we truly understand who we are.
Niluhlanga olukhethekileyo.
That we are a chosen people.
Asifani nabanye abantu bazalwane.
Brethren, we're not like all other people.
Uma sesikuKristu, lithi iBhayibheli, uma umuntu ekuKristu uyisidalwa esisha.
If we are in Christ, the Bible says a person who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation.
Okudala kudlulile.
All the old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. And a child of God, their life ought to make manifest that all has become new. Their conduct, their way that they go about things, that which they say and speak about, need to show and demonstrate. Everything has become new. But you are a chosen people. Grasp this, dear child of God. You have been chosen. And you haven't chosen yourself. It's God himself who's chosen you. It's also through God's choosing that you and I find ourselves in this service this morning. But that in itself is not sufficient. But we need to grasp hold of this mystery of our identity, that we have been chosen by God as a royal priesthood. Often we like to compare ourselves to other people. And or maybe even take after other people and after other churches. And we maybe even like to take after people of this world. Maybe you don't understand and realize your identity. And maybe that you have those desires is because you haven't yet met with this living stone.
Kodwa uma beuqonda ukuthi ubani, ukholwa kubani, wakhele kubani.
If we understood that in whom we believed and upon whom we have built, then we'd also know what God expects of us because he says that we need to take after him.
Sahlukile.
We are different.
UNkulunkulu usebenzile kithi.
God has worked in us.
Ukhiphile amantshe enhlizweni yethu.
He's got rid of that heart of stone.
Wasibeka endaweni ephakameyo kunezinye.
He has placed us on an exalted position. And in his choosing us, he's got a goal and purpose for us. There is a task for which he's called us. But we cannot just do it any old how. We cannot preach these glad tidings of God. He has chosen us. He's placed us on that high position. He wants us to be separate from sin. Because he wants to use us. And if that work hasn't happened in us, first of all, let's not expect to be used of God. You are a chosen people. There are many different types of seeds. In John we read where Jesus says, I am the true vine. And so there are many different types of vines, but there's one true vine who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are also from a chosen race, a chosen seed, that which has been chosen by God. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. One thing that he's called us to as well is to be a royal priesthood. Not just an ordinary type of priesthood, but a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood. And that shows us to what extent God wants us to draw nigh to him. And that he's called us to preach this message of salvation to all people. We are priests. At first, priesthood only belonged to the tribe of Levi. Only the tribe of Levi was chosen that they might bring sacrifices and offerings for the nation of Israel. But by God's grace, we all have now been
called.
As it says here, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. We have now also received this calling that we might pass on to people this message of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we said, we cannot just receive and get into this office of being a priest. There are certain things that have to happen in your life. You've got to be dealt with in your life first. To preach the gospel is important. To testify of our Lord Jesus Christ is important. But it doesn't end there. My life needs to underscribe the message that I preach. After I've spoken to people, they ought to be able to look at my life and say that it goes together, it goes along. They ought to see this person doesn't slander anymore. This person is no longer proud. This child doesn't uplift themselves. This girl is no longer haughty. There's something that's happened in her life. Now we can ask ourselves that question. Is that witness and testimony evident in our lives? Is it obvious to all that Jesus Christ has worked in the heart and in the life of this young man and this young girl? Can people say, yes, that person, truly, they can pass on that message because we see that they are a walking message? The royal priesthood. People that have, that belong to God. But they might declare the message of salvation. That they might speak about the one who's helped them. In fact, each of us ought to have a testimony. Each of us ought to have the testimony that I was going about in darkness, lost, and then Jesus came and He saved me and He changed my life. If you cannot testify in that manner, then you have got a great debt and guilt towards God because you've heard so many messages and God hasn't done that yet in your life. If you cannot say, or if you say, well, I don't yet experience what others are speaking about and what they're testifying about, you'll be lost on the day that Jesus returns. A royal priesthood. We are a chosen race. We are not like other people. It should be obvious that we are different. We are God's people. We've built upon this foundation with Jesus Christ. We've come to this cornerstone, this capstone, and we've built upon Him. So we need to ensure that all these signs are evident and found in our lives. That testimony is there in our lives. That Jesus is alive and reigns and rules in our lives. That there is a new song in our lives. Before we started the service, we sang a hymn, a song that says that we will sing and praise Him on the other side, beyond the Jordan. But the question is that song there in your life already? If not, why? It's obvious then that you're still living in your sin. It's obvious we're still continuing with our old life. It hasn't yet been changed. If we come to the other side, we'll sing His praises. The one who gave His life for us to save and to rescue us.
It's
spoken about a holy nation
here.
This chosen race is a holy nation. And we need to walk accordingly. If it's not like that, it's obvious that we will not see God in the end. In chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "Gird therefore the loins of your minds," or prepare your minds for action. "Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed." And then, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." That is where God wants us to be. That's the life that He expects us to live. A life of holiness where we fear God and we fear to do that which is wrong. Where we fear not to do what is pleasing to God. Where we are troubled if we have not yet fulfilled that which God has placed in our hearts to do. Where a person is concerned if God has spoken to one and one has yet not yet obeyed Him in that. And if that has not yet happened in your life, then you are dead spiritually. Because we need to have that concern. Am I doing today that which is well-pleasing to God? Am I living in the will of God today? Is God's will being done in my life today? And if it doesn't happen, what is hindering you? People who desire and long to live in God's holiness.
Bafana no Jesu.
To take after Jesus, who has brought together the offices both of priesthood and of being a king. And they are like Him because they are united to Him. They are one with Jesus.
Indlela uJesu asithanda ngayo nasifisela kuhle akasibizi ngokuthi siyikhonzi.
Now, the way that Jesus loves us and cares for us, He doesn't just call us kings. He doesn't call us just servants. Because a servant or a slave doesn't know what its master is doing. But Jesus loves us so dearly that He doesn't just call us servants. He wants us to be so close to Him, so united to Him, that we see everything in the light that He sees it in. Oh, behold, what great love with which God has loved us. He doesn't just want us to be servants, but to be together with Him and to be one with Him. Now, the crucial question is God's will being done in your and my life? Does God rule in our lives? Or is our own will on the throne? Maybe we do things according to our way of seeing. We rule by our desires and lusts. God's will is not done. But if we had that in our lives, which Jesus desires for us, we would be different people. We would be one with Him in this service. Is our faith evident?
Just
remember about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They couldn't hide their true nature. They couldn't hide and cover up what God had done for them. It didn't matter to them in which country they found themselves.
It
didn't matter to them that they'd been taken into
exile.
But there where they were, they came out into the open. They made an open stand and proclamation as to who they were serving. And because of their commitment to God and their not being moved from that, we know how these people then planned something evil and plotted against them. It's wonderful to walk with God. No matter where you are and what difficulties you might experience, what great suffering you might experience, but there is a blessing that you go with. These three young men didn't get discouraged when they experienced opposition and the envy of these other people who were envious that they would take their positions away from them. When that great statue was erected and everybody was commanded to bow down before it, and there was so much pressure put on them, they didn't move an inch. The very king who had commanded that they be thrown into the fiery furnace was the very one that afterwards testified of them and said, but weren't there three men that we threw into that furnace? But now there are four. The one looks like the Son of God, and they're all walking about there freely. And that just shows you that when Jesus is with you, even though there are thorns, but it's as if they're not there, you can jump over them, you can trample upon them, because Jesus is there to give you strength. He is there, who is our shield in war, in battle. There's the one who fights on our behalf. God failed to contain Himself, and He came down. He was with them in that fiery furnace. And they said, we only threw three men into there, but now there are four. The very king who had commanded that they be thrown into the furnace was the one now that proclaimed this law and said, everyone has to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Maybe you're ashamed of your king. Maybe you're even ashamed to pray and give thanks for your food when you're in a restaurant. Maybe you're ashamed to come out into the open when you're amongst other people and to show clearly that you're different to them.
But
if you're part of this chosen race of God, no matter in what difficult situation you might find yourself, how great the waves might be, but you'll find God silencing those waves and making it calm. They don't want to disappoint the one who's died for them. For he died for them and bought them with his own blood. And made them into God's beloved nation and people. A holy nation. So we need to demonstrate that we are God's people by living holy lives. As God says, as I am holy, be ye also holy. And we too need to walk accordingly. In taking after God, in loving him, in following him. With the knowledge that I have been saved, I've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus, I've been bought. And by God's grace, this work has been accomplished in my life, and that's why I cannot keep quiet about him who's died for me. Do you know who you are, your own identity? Do you know how you've been chosen? Who has chosen you? Why then is your life as it is? Why is your life of such a low standard? Why is your spiritual life on the decline instead of being on the ascending? Why is it not obvious that you've been washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus, that you've been set free? You've been chosen. You're not like other people. And then finally, God's word says here, that we need to take care. We need to be on the alert on our guard. Verse 11, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul.
Nibe nenkambo enhle phakathi kwa phakathi kwabezizwe ukuze kuthi lapho benihleba ngokungathi ningabenzi bokubi ngokubona imisebenzi yenu emihle badumisa uNkulunkulu ngosuku lokhanjelwa.
Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify on the God on the day he visits us. Here is this warning that God gives us. Here is this problem which is destroying the church. Fleshly, sinful desires. These sinful cravings which can destroy the work that Jesus has done in your life. Don't take those sinful desires lightly, because the intention of those things are to destroy your life and the spiritual life that you have. And don't be quiet when you see that you're headed for destruction. Don't keep quiet when you see a flood of these things coming into your life and busy destroying you and swamping you. Young men, young women, here are these enemies, and they're out to destroy you.
Mhlamba wena uyathula nje, iyakudla lento, iyaqeda, uyathula, kodwa uyayibona ukuthi ngisekufeni manje.
You maybe keep quiet, make as if there's nothing wrong. In the meantime, these things are consuming your very life.
Lento uyabona ukuthi yakuzacisa ngoba moya ukhululekile, uthule nayo, uthuleleni lento ikulimaza, ikubulala, ikubhubhisa empilweni yakho na.
You are wasting away spiritually. Why do you keep quiet about these things that are destroying you?
Khumbula umsebenzi uNkulunkulu asilindele ukuba siwenze.
Remember the calling that God has for us, the work and the task He's got for us. That we should preach the gospel. That the gospel might go forward. That those who don't yet know God and the Lord Jesus might know Him. How can we tell people and preach, don't steal, while we steal? How can we preach that there is victory while we are defeated? God's work needs to be done in us. Otherwise, we'll be destroyed as we go along. Don't take these things lightly. Don't play around with them. Satan's intention, his sole intention is to destroy you completely. You can go and preach, but your preach is without authority, without any power, because you know there's something of the devil, there's a sting of the devil in your life. So in all these wonderful things that God wants to accomplish in our lives, we are warned. Here is this danger that wants to extinguish and quench this fire of God in our lives.
Now,
there's no discrimination here. It's not only young people that are troubled by these things. Even maybe you as an old person are troubled by it. You will harm God's work. And that work of God, that great work that He's done in your life, it will be harmed. For you allow these things to come in and to rule in your life. You allow this fire of lust to burn. And now you've even surrendered to it. But there is something that's going to be harmed and damaged. We need to walk a holy conduct. Even towards those who speak all manner of evil concerning us. But when they look at our lives, they ought not to find anything there that they can find fault with. The Bible says there's such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. There are people observing our every move. They want to see, are we truly Christians? Do we truly believe? Is the fruit of the faith found in our lives? May God help us. May there be no fruit of the flesh found. Having known God, having believed on Him, that you see that there is a fire of anger burning. Some people get so enraged that they even start shaking of rage. That person is filled with demons. He needs to be saved from those things. Some people are gossips and slanderers. They speak of other people. That's all that they're busy with, that they occupy themselves with. And they can't help it. They're enslaved by that. How will God's word ever be preached and the gospel go forward if that's your life? These are the things that will destroy and hinder that wonderful work that God wants to do through you and my life. Young person, God wants the gospel to be propagated and to gain ground through your life. But what are you busy with? What are we busy with? Maybe we're passive. Maybe we're just sitting. We're not doing anything for God. And that's no wonder why the devil comes and he visits us and he finds us an easy target. Because in any case, we're just sitting down, not doing anything. We need to be careful, even as we come to the service. You know, some people sit right at the back. Maybe it's because they came in late. And even if they came in late, they've got to ask themselves the question, why were they late? Why every Sunday do you find yourself right at the back and you want to sit as far back as possible? What is it that draws you to the corner at the back, whereas there's so many much better seats in the front where you can hear God's word much better? Be careful. Maybe you're moving further back. You're now sitting at the door. Next time you'll be outside. Abstain. Dear friends, from these sinful desires which war against your soul and wants to destroy that work of God in your life. These sinful desires, they war, they make war against our souls. There's a war that is taking place around the soul and for the soul. God wants our soul. But on the other hand, the devil wants our soul as well. Whose is the soul? To whom does it belong? To whom have we given our lives? If we've given our lives to the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't allow these things just to come into our lives so easily and to consume us and to destroy us. But we would have the desire that people might know about the great work that God has done for us and the Lord Jesus has done in our lives.
ungikhululile ezonweni ngangiboshiwe wangikhulula kunjani empilweni yakho mzalwane.
We need to declare the liberation of the Lord Jesus, how he has liberated us from our sin, that it's evident to all. Is that so in your life?
Omunye ubasho khonona nje konke akubona uyakhonona nje akukho kuhle konke kubi kumnyama nje. Hayi mzalwana kusimpilo yomzalwane leyo ohlale complainer nje engenelisekile ngezinto ezenzakalayo. Uyisigqila wena sale unkanuko yenkani yakho.
Some are caught up in complaining and murmuring. Everything to them is dark. Everything is negative. They find fault with everything. There's never anything that's good enough. No, child of God, that's not the life to which God has called you. You are enslaved by those lusts or those sinful desires of your murmuring. The great question, are you a priest? Have you been chosen? Are you holy? Separated unto God. If it's like that, is it truly so in your life? Be on your guard against these sinful desires which war against your soul to destroy that good work that God has accomplished. Now remember, you are a chosen race. You belong to God, God's people. You have been loved by great love. Jesus gave his life for you and for me. He gave up everything that we might become like him. He gave up everything that we might take after him. Is that evident in our lives? Are those symbols or those characteristics of the Lord Jesus, are they seen in our lives? Some people's faces even just really give them away. Your very face just gives you away. There's something missing. There's something lost. And the face tells you there's no life here. And you read in their face the oppression that they're experiencing. What is it like in your life, brother? May God have mercy on us. After he has bestowed such great love upon us, may his light shine amongst us. May people see his glory amongst us. That we are a chosen people. A people belonging to God. And if there are sins oppressing you in your life, don't just go out of here. Some people make a beeline for the door even while we're busy praying at the end. All that just shows us who you are. But if you belong to God, you don't want to just live like anybody else. You want to show to people that Jesus is first in my life. You've been chosen. You've been loved. And you've been chosen to preach the message of God. Is it so in your life? May God have mercy on us. Well, I've told you about the bee that stung me. It's painful in my arm.
Now,
and maybe you know that you're experiencing something in your life because you've been stung by the devil this week and now it hurts. But there is.
But
there is a cure. There is ointment for that. There is salve for that. There's the blood of the Lord Jesus that can take it away and cleanse you. So let's draw nigh to the Lord Jesus. He wants to help us and save us. He wants to set us free. This is our opportunity now to draw nigh to Him.
I just would like to add something short to support this message. We heard about this building built by stones. Now, in the olden days, they took a stone. They took a hammer and a chisel. And they cut all the crooked places off. Because the stone must be straight. When they build this wall, it must be straight. Now, maybe in your life there's a piece sticking out this side. It must be cut off. It can be painful. Maybe you've got a girlfriend. You think, hey, I love her too much. It must be cut off. Maybe you've got evil thoughts. You think, hey, the council will be shocked to hear this. Go to him, it must be cut off. Otherwise, you won't fit into God's kingdom. You won't fit into his temple. And in, even in heaven, you won't fit in. And the Lord Jesus was a cornerstone. He was also beaten. He had no sins. He was beaten until he was dead. For you and me. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for your word. It is so clear. Help us to grab with both hands onto you. And even when it's painful, that we will chop off that sin, that we will fit into your kingdom. That we will truly be your children. That we will live for you with our whole hearts. Bless the rest of this day. Bless every person that came here. That they will say, I've experienced something I've never experienced before. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.